Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
108 Phillips Company Morning Show, 7:30. Am I the only guy in the world that does this? You look at somebody and you immediately know whether you're going to like them or not like them. I mean, I know this is so judgmental, but you know, when you look at somebody's face, I'm not talking about, you know, the clothes they wear and that kind of thing, but just their face.
Maybe you ever think, maybe it's your face.
You ever do that?
No, yeah, not really. I mean, I guess there are times when you look at somebody and they remind you of somebody you know.
Maybe.
So there's a likability there. Or somebody you don't like and you're like, okay, you're already, you know, out of luck because,
yeah,
sorry.
It's not really face as much as, like on Judge Judy, I judge people on their clothing.
Of course. Yeah.
Know, men.
You're showing up for a trial.
Right. Yeah.
Dress up a little bit.
Unless you're showing off those sweet tats, right?
Where'd you think you were going?
Right, yeah, right. The beach? She always says the beach.
Beach.
You know, it's like, we don't have a beach here, Jude. Behavioral and psychological researchers have begun, I read this morning, have begun taking an interest in facial morphology, how the shape of the human face correlates with certain attitudes, behaviors, and personality traits.
Okay.
Some very interesting thing here that they found. First of all, men with a high facial width to height ratio.
A round face?
Yes, a high facial.
No,
that would be
that
a thin face.
Opposite, thin,
yes.
Thin face. Mm-hmm.
High facial width to height may signal aggressiveness, unethical behavior, and psychopathy.
You know who has a width to height ratio, Anthony Weiner. He's got a thin face.
He's got a razor thin face.
So does Kevin.
Kevin's got a thin head.
He's got a tiny.
I got a tiny head with a thin face.
But you do have a very thin face.
Yes, I do.
When you were growing up, did you ever say, "My head's not big enough"?
I have on occasion. You know, I have a strong.
You have wide shoulders.
Here's the deal. I mean, you guys are familiar with actor James Vanderbeek. James yes. Vanderbeek's head, Dawson Creek,
is enormous.
Is enormous. If I could have his head on my body,
oh yeah,
life would be great. But that's not the card I was dealt.
It isn't. Now, this is an interesting
aggressive thing. Aggressive, though. None of that is Kevin.
Nope.
Well, he did put his hand through the wall that one time.
Yeah, one time.
Wide face. Strong positive correlation between what they call FWHR, that's the facial width to height ratio, a much higher sex drive in both men and women. The facial width to height predicted libido in both sexes, and both men and women with a higher face width to height ratio, meaning their faces are shorter, wider, and maybe a little more square, reported a higher sex drive. By the way, men with wide, square faces, be careful, ladies, may be prone to infidelity.
Maybe prone.
I have so much trouble trying to figure out face shape.
These
sunglasses are good for your face shape. I'm like, I still don't know what my face shape is.
Yeah. You oval.
It could be heart.
You imagine going home today and going, you know what? Your face is a little too square for me. I'm out of here.
Right.
You know, you're prone to cheating.
Okay. We have something exciting coming up. It's called Shawn Mendes. There's nothing holding me back on Y98. Y98, it's the Phillips and Company Morning Show at 7:42, and we apologize for the weather. We know that we're not responsible for it, but we have to deliver the message. Here's the good news. I'm happy to report that by Wednesday, we'll be into the upper 70s for our high.
Yes.
And then it's going to stay that way until the weekend when it's going to be 73. But today and tomorrow, highs of 92.
And we're talking hockey, so that ought to cool you off a little bit, right? Yeah. Hockey and it's 92.
It won't be by the home opener.
Craziness.
All right, so we have a game we're playing.
Yes.
And it is called Hockey Player or Vodka.
Pretty simple.
We will give you a name of either of those. You have to decide which is which. And if you get three correct in a row, we have tickets for the home opener.
All right, here we go with
Hockey Player or Vodka.
I know. Who is it?
Jamie. from St.
I say
Louis.
That's a vodka.
From St. Louis.
All right, Jamie, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Bubla.
Bubla?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Need an answer.
You understand
vodka.
It? Not as a hockey player.
Wait, you didn't give me the signal.
Well, then you're making stuff up.
Yeah, you are. You really did make it up.
I didn't. Yeah. Nope.
Sorry, Jamie.
Bye, Jamie.
Next is Lisa from Smithton.
This is like The Price is Right. It's all rigged. Lisa.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Lube.
Hockey player.
Yes.
All right.
Woo.
Starka.
Vodka.
Yes. Get this one right, and you're on your way. Kostenkova. No, let me say it again. Kostenkorva.
Oh, goodness. Oh.
Hurry.
Gas.
Hockey player.
No.
Oh.
It is a vodka.
It's so hard.
I would have said hockey player for sure.
Too. Yep.
Sorry, Lisa.
Oh, man. She was on such a good track, and we don't have a lot of these, so let's get a winner.
Chris from Oakville.
Chris.
Hello.
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 Titov.
Hockey player.
Yes. Smirnov.
Vodka.
No, it's actually a hockey player. Smirnoff is the vodka.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
You know what? All right. You know what?
I thought you said that.
No, he said
Smirnoff. You know what? I can understand how she might think that.
Okay, well, then let's skip that.
Let's skip that
she has
one.
To get two more.
Okay. Tatar.
Hockey.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Come on, Chris.
You get this one right, and you're on your way. Kristoff.
Hockey player.
Yes!
Yes!
Congratulations. You are headed to the Blues home opener. They kick off the season Saturday, October 7th at 7 p.m. at Scott Trade. And we will be giving away more home opener tickets tomorrow and all through the week on the show.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to tell you what it is.
No, no. We don't want you to look
for player or something else.
Something else. Yeah. All right. Hang tight. One sec. You guys want to take since
Jen, I did so much work with that.
I know, right?
I feel like that's a waste of all my
time.
All right, let's have Jen play.
I'll play.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to be really bad.
Jen play. Okay. Hockey player or vodka, Jen?
Uh-huh.
Babich.
I think that's a hockey player.
It is. It's actually Wayne Babich.
Yeah, yeah.
I just tried to make it sound more vodka-y.
I liked your accent.
Okay. Ruskaya.
That's a vodka.
It is a vodka. Oh, you knew that because you've been drinking. Donica.
Hockey player.
That's correct, yeah. Kaufman.
Kaufman vodka? That sounds like a hockey player.
Nope.
Oh, no, man.
That's Kaufman. A vodka.
Well, I already got three in a row, so whatevs.
All right.
Yeah. I win.
Maybe
nothing.
We should have Jen play for...
Oh, I don't know. No. I don't want that pressure.
Yeah, right.
It'll drive me to drink. Kaufman.
All right.
Kaufman.
Halfway through your commute, hope you don't have a bottle of Kaufman on the passenger seat this morning. Here's Lance Hildebrand and more on your rush.
Maybe you're just taking old granddad for a lift. You never know.
You never know.
Traffic is sponsored by Taco Bell.
Downtown St. Louis. It is 70 right now. By the way, Billy Joel said St. Louis the other night a few times. And, you know, somebody ought to tell him. It's like, I mean, you know, before I moved here, I don't know, I might have called it St. Louis, but, you know, people don't like it to be St. Louis. And
why? So. That's weird that he's in the U.S. and calls it that. Lots of British people call it St. Louis because I think they think that's how it's pronounced. Right.
It doesn't really bother me either, but I know that people, you know, it's either St. Louis or St. Lou, you know, but Louis is...
I thought Lou bothered people more than Louis.
I don't think so.
Louis at least is, you know, meet me in St. Louis, Louis. At least it comes from a famous...
Right.
You know, he never made it to St. Louis, by the way. It's another story.
All right, listen. Can I just mention something real quick? And I'm sure I've already missed her, but I met a cutest little girl. She's not a little girl. She's 17. A big fan of the show, Saturday night at the Trivia Night IMC'd. It was the seventh year I've done the VJ Mancuso Trivia Night, and they raise a ton of money. They're very good about the 50-50. They will not let you give it back. $1,900 was the 50-50.
Nice. That was the half or the whole?
Yes, that was the half.
Man. Whoa.
Right. But cute little girl from Nearings Hall came up to me. Mm-hmm. She loves the show, and her name is Barb.
How old is she?
She's 17.
Wow. That's the only Barb.
Never met a teenage Barb.
In the last 30 years, there hasn't been a person named Barb.
That's so funny.
As a teen.
Right.
It stands out so much, though.
Did you ask her if it was Barbara or...
I didn't ask. No,
Barbara or...
Barbara.
It has to be Barbara, don't you think?
She said Barb.
Right, that's her nickname. Yeah.
I dated a Barb. Barbie Duman.
Right. Because that's the age of Barbs. Yeah. And maybe in their, I think there's some 40s.
Yeah. It's like when I meet a Jennifer. I'm like, what?
A young Jennifer?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
I get it.
Like it was popular for, I don't know, it was the most popular name for like
20 years.
Yeah.
That'd be like, you know, meeting a Ruth. Yeah.
Yeah.
17-year-old Ruth.
But Barb was a popular
name. I get it. Yeah, yeah, I get it. I get it. I made a joke a few minutes ago about, taking a knee for the rest of the show, but we're sitting down because we're lazy and all that. Look, I'm just going to say one thing. First of all, when this whole Colin Kaepernick thing came out, who, by the way, is basically ground zero for this whole, you know, issue of a knee during the national anthem and all that kind of stuff, it kind of ticked me off. I mean, you know, it's like, it's disrespectful and all that. But the fact of the matter is that when you get right down to it, the only thing you can control is yourself. Now, I still think it's disrespectful, but I don't care. If you want to go down on one knee, how does that affect me? That's your thing. So when I have a thing, you don't have to criticize my thing. See, that's the deal. But the freedom of speech is a nice thing about living here, because I guarantee you, if everybody didn't stand at the national anthem in North Korea, there would be people shot. And this all started with our president, who is campaigning for a Senate candidate in Alabama, when he threw into the speech, "Wouldn't you love to see one of those NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, say, 'Get that son of a bee off the field right now. He's fired. He's fired.'" No, I don't care. I did care, and then I didn't care. And it has nothing to do with the actual anthem itself. An anthem, and I'll look it up, anthem, rousing or uplifting song. A song that has special importance for a particular group of people. Maybe our anthem doesn't have special importance for these people that take a knee. Then let them take a knee. It does not affect you. It really doesn't. In fact, Coach Mike Tomlin, with Pittsburgh, they didn't even take the field during the anthem, and it wasn't disrespectful. He said, "Look, we just want to remove ourselves from the circumstance. You know, people shouldn't have to choose, but unfortunately they do." Steelers offensive tackle Al Villanueva, he came out of the tunnel to stand for the anthem because he served 3 tours in Afghanistan as an Army Ranger, and he felt that that was the right thing for him to do. That was right for him. But I will suggest one other thing. Stop trivializing how men and women, fighting men and women, die for this country. Please do not say people gave up their lives so that you would have the right to do this. I get the larger picture, but the fact of the matter is that trivializes their death. And no, if you ask somebody going off to war, "Hey, listen, would you die so I could take a knee at a football game where all these gazillionaires are playing for nothing?" The answer would be no.
I don't think it okay, let me play devil's advocate here. People fight and serve our country so that we can be a free country and have things like the First Amendment.
I get that. I said I understand the larger picture.
Yeah.
But stop trivializing people's death and associating with it with everything that fits into your little circle.
I understand, but I think you also kind of agreed with that because you said we live in a, you know, we don't live in North Korea. And if someone took a knee during the national anthem, they would be sentenced to death.
Well, we don't know that, but the fact of the matter is that you know, when I made that statement, I don't know that that's true, that they would shoot them, but they've shot people, I think, for lesser crimes.
That's why we're lucky to live here.
I get that. I totally get that. But I guarantee you that people that say the reason that, you know, people fought and died, this is exactly why. No, it's not. And I would defy somebody to stand in front of a soldier and say that to them. I get the larger picture. Yes, we fight for our freedoms. We fight for our freedoms. And that's one of them. But people that they interview, people that have never served in the military that make that statement, it drives me crazy. It may not drive you crazy, but it drives me crazy.
No, I understand. I'm just asking questions because I know a lot of people feel passionately on both sides, whether kneeling during the national anthem or saying that that people should not do that. I feel like people who are kneeling during the national anthem are doing it because it's the national anthem and because people will pay attention. If they knelt before the game or did some protest during the game, we wouldn't be talking about it still. It would not be a big issue. But this is the reason why people have chosen the national anthem in which to stage their protest. And I feel like as a nation, it's time for us to all stop arguing and start listening to each other and to find some common ground. I'm not saying you're arguing.
No. And I totally understand what you're saying. I don't know what the end game is for kneeling at the national anthem. I don't know what it is. What are you protesting?
But what are we talking about?
Exactly. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. You know, it's a solidarity movement.
True. But I like what they did on NBC last night before the football game. They profiled two players who took a knee last year before the national anthem, first game of the season for the Miami Dolphins. And then this year, they didn't take a knee. And they were saying, here's why. Because they went out and did something in their community to bring the police and their community together to form a relationship, a better relationship. They said, what's the next step I can do as a person and a player to bring my community involvement, you know, to where people see each other as human beings? That this is bigger than, you know, just taking a knee during the national anthem. And I walked away with that going, that's
and what did they do in their community?
They brought the police and their community together. They had them, you know, throw footballs and you know, get involved in each other so they could meet each other one-on-one and see that the police officer is not just a bad guy on the streets.
Because a lot of times in these homes, what happens is the only time they see the police is when they're at their door.
Right.
Yeah.
And that these kids are more than just the kids of a felon. It was really really uplifting, and I'm like, that's what it's all about right there.
Well, I think Jen is right. You know, I mean, the dialogue thing is ultra important because we ignore each other to the point where, you know, we form these giant chasms and we just can't get over these mindsets that we have about stuff. All I'm saying is do whatever you want to do. It doesn't affect me. It really doesn't affect me. I just don't like to bring in the death of fighting men and women overseas throughout time with respect to this national anthem, this one thing. Because, you know, you can apply it for anything. The reason I drive a fancy car is because fighting men and women died somewhere.
The reason you can take a knee.
Well, that's right. And it's the reason that our president can make the comments that he made, whether they anger you or not. But consider both sides of the equation. So, at any rate, I'm glad we brought it up. I didn't want to get into a long, protracted thing. Phones are ringing. We'll go to you in a second here. 8:22. Let's go to Lance Hildebrand, who's got another look at the later rush.
Sponsored by TheraWorks
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Dirt Cheap. Fall is here. So stock up on all your favorite seasonal brews at Dirt Cheap. Local domestic import. It's all on the cheap at Dirt Cheap.
Cheap, cheap, fun, fun.
Number one movie in America, no longer it. Thank goodness. Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
I like that. You just don't want it to be number one because...
Tired of everybody talking about this clown. Some clown over here. Number two movie in America, though, still. And the Lego Ninjago movie was number three. Tom Brady's new book. We talked about it last week and how he's like the Gwyneth Paltrow of sports with all his like goop nonsense. So his new book, The TB12 Method. We talked last week about how he said you can prevent sunburn by just drinking lots of water. And according to the New York Times, he talks about pliable muscles. And the reason he doesn't get injured is because running and weightlifting lead to dense, easily injured muscles. But pliable muscles absorb stress and decrease the likelihood of injury. You can get pliable muscles through targeted...
Watching television?
through, he says, targeted deep force muscle work, whatever that means. That sounds like
massage,
weightlifting.
Sure. Okay.
That sounds like weightlifting, which he says is bad. And the daily acts of living that complement my off-field life.
Oh, I'll move in with your model wife so I won't be injured.
His advice on nutrition, avoid sugary foods and processed carbs. Got it. That makes sense. Yep. And then he also warns about eating foods like strawberries, tomatoes, and salmon.
Why?
We don't know why. He just says not to eat them.
Kind of an awful combination.
I've heard him.
Yeah. Wouldn't make a good food truck.
No, not really. It's a good food truck. Salmon and strawberries with tomatoes.
His chef said a few months or like a year back that he doesn't eat nightshade vegetables, which I believe are mushrooms and tomatoes and
nightshade.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't either.
Sports Illustrated tried to recreate some of the recipes in his book, but they were quickly exasperated with his inexact instructions, like soak tomatoes for 2 to 6 hours. Wait, I thought you said not to eat tomatoes, Tom. It's confusing.
And in what?
Yeah.
Right. Soak them for 2 to 6 hours.
All right. Enough.
Pliable.
Yeah, right.
Zip it, TB.
I got some pliable muscles.
Zip it, TB12. We mentioned it earlier this morning. Luke Bryan looks like he'll be the second judge on American Idol. He has agreed to terms with producers, and there will be an official announcement coming soon. Shawn Mendes had to cancel a show in Mexico City September 20th after the earthquake that hit the country. Now he's partnered with the Red Cross and has a GoFundMe page to try and raise money. He got the ball rolling with a $100,000 donation.
Wow. He's a real deal. I like that guy.
Yeah. He's sweet. Will and Grace coming back to NBC. And
what time can I miss that?
I'll be curious.
It's taken so long for it to come back that a lot of the stars' parents have died off. Debbie Reynolds played Grace's mom on the show. They said they'll pay tribute to her. And Sydney Pollack played Will's dad. They'll have a special tribute to him as well when the show premieres on September 28th. But the producers were talking about Debbie. One of them said, may she rest in peace. She was such an angel. And then someone jumped in and said, she was so not an angel. They said she was a broad. But they loved her. They said she was great and they miss her. Ed Sheeran announced he's going out on a stadium tour. I saw someone say that he rescheduled his Scott Trade show. No. He's going out on a stadium tour next year. This is a different deal.
Yeah, he's like, I can sell out this in minutes.
Right.
I'm going to take you on stadiums.
So, Busch Stadium, September 6th. Tickets go on sale very soon. And we talked also earlier this morning about all the TV that is starting. Lots of premieres. Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, The Voice, Kevin Can Wait, Me, Myself, and I, The Brave, The Good Doctor, and Scorpion, all premiering or having series premieres tonight on TV. Speaking of TV, Ellen DeGeneres, Sterling K. Brown, a guest on her show today. And Kevin already got a sneak peek.
Yeah. Sterling does not look like me when he's shirtless. Let's just say that.
He's going to be, Sterling's going to be showing off his abs, and dude is ripped. I wish I could have even half that.
Not just Sterling K. Brown.
Just one ab?
Just one ab.
How much for one ab? Mandy Moore and Milo Ventimiglia also on the show today, too. And Jason Derulo, the latest celebrity to have his home robbed. It's unfortunate. Celebrities can't really hide. When they're out on tour, I mean, burglars know that their house is fair game.
It's amazing that when they hit the doorbell that it doesn't go, Jason Derulo.
It might.
They broke a door and a window and apparently beelined it for one room and stole $300,000 in cash and jewelry.
You know what? You're an idiot for keeping that home. That's it. Sorry. Well, get us safe.
For keeping it in one room.
Right.
The maid realized something was wrong in this one room. They think it was maybe an inside job because they just went to this one room. And
I like the way the maid, you know, the maid was in on it. That's all I'm saying.
Demi Lovato, David Spade, Kendall Jenner, Drake, Emmy Rossum, Alanis Morissette, Scott Disick, and Nicki Minaj among those who have been hit by these celebrity cat burglars.
By the way, you did not mention Tom Brady's recipe for cider.
Oh, what's that?
He found it at a bed and breakfast one time. Insider.
Celebrity birthdays today. You're right.
Are there instructions with that one?
Nope.
I believe it's with two N's.
He cleaned up at the Emmys last Sunday. Donald Glover.
Oh, yeah.
Donald Glover. Yeah.
Got his start on Community. Now he's winning all these Emmys for Atlanta. He's also the voice of Simba in the Lion King remake, and he will be Lando Calrissian in the upcoming Han Solo movie. I knew Kevin would appreciate that. And raps under the name Childish Gambino.
27.
34.
36.
32.
34.
Hey!
Since we have the Star Wars music.
Oh. Whoops.
Sorry.
We did.
It's also Luke's birthday.
Mark Hamill?
Mark Hamill's birthday today.
Kevin should get this.
I think I know this. I think he's 65.
I'm going to say...
What if you think you know it? Just recuse yourself.
I'm going to say 66.
That's what I was going to say. I'll go with 67. That's what I was going to say, so I'll say 68.
He's 66, Courtney Landrum, 2 for 2.
I thought I knew it. I was wrong.
You knew it last year.
Yeah.
Right.
And
why don't you take another cup of some insider?
And it's not pasteurized. Will Smith.
Ooh.
It's only up to my chin.
Will Smith.
Oh, man.
How old is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
52.
No, I think he's in his 40s, isn't he?
Will Smith?
Yeah.
He's got a kid that's... Well, you're right.
I'm going to say he's 47.
I already guessed.
49.
48.
No. Kevin, 49.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Will. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Brought to you by TheraWorks Relief in...
Y98. It's the Phillips Company Morning Show. Can I tell you... I've had, like, the best hamburger, not even a hamburger, I have ever, honest to God, I almost freaked out. There's two places that have great hamburgers, I think. Three Kings in the U-City Loop.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
I ordered the pretzel sticks when I was there. I wasn't all that hungry.
Okay, but I found another one. Yes, it's the Prime Rib Burger. The Prime Rib Burger.
Okay.
At Rib City.
Oh, Rib City near the West County Mall.
Yes.
I always pass by it. I'm like, Rib City.
Rib City. I know the mayor of Rib City. How you doing?
The name makes me laugh.
I know.
It gives me a chuckle every time I drive
by. I think
by
it's funny you went to Rib City and got a burger.
I know.
It intrigued you.
Well, I don't say waitress. It's terrible. The server.
Waitress is fine.
I don't know.
Isn't it?
I'm trying to be waiter, waitress, I guess. I don't know.
That's whatever.
What they are.
They call them servers now, for heaven's sakes, right? The server. Server is something that connects you with the computer, right?
How about the Rib City employee?
Yes.
Anyway, she came over and she said, hey, our specials tonight. Generally, I don't go for the specials. But I like a prime rib, although it's probably the highest caloric meat you can eat.
It's not my favorite.
Oh, I love prime rib when it's made right. But she said prime rib burger, so it's ground prime rib.
Yeah, I got it. Uh-huh.
Into a burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you liked it.
I couldn't eat it slow enough. I tried to eat. I, you know how
yeah, you like savor, inhaled savor. It and didn't yeah. really get to. You have to go back for another one.
Oh, I think I may order two.
I went to a new burger place just yesterday, actually, because I had coupons.
Yeah.
For a free meal, but Freddy's Steak Burgers.
Where's that located?
Well, there's one in Shiloh, but oh, it's like a Steak and Shake. It's like a Steak and Shake.
But their burgers are
their
thicker.
Burgers are a little thicker, but they're that crispy edges, you know, like a Steak and Shake burger.
Yes. And High Point Drive-In has the same kind. They're like smashed down.
Yes.
And they have a taco burger where they put like Fritos and taco seasoning in it.
Mm.
Oh, it's so stupid.
And their fries are really good. They're real skinny. Like Steak and Shake fries, but crispier.
I think we all need to go out for a burger. What time do they open?
You know, you mentioned something. I can't believe that somebody here doesn't have it. I tried this last time I was traveling. I had a BLT taco.
Bacon, lettuce, and tomato with taco seasoning on it?
I don't,
or in a taco.
I don't have any
in a taco
idea.
Shell? Well,
yeah, it was
you
in
had
a
it.
No, it was
a,
yes. Yeah, they were in soft taco shells. Or soft.
Ooh.
Oh, it's like a BLT wrap.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it came, it looked like a taco. You know, they had the stands.
Yeah. What was
you know,
the sauce?
Mayonnaise.
I don't think I was trying to be
mayo?
Too nosy.
Well, you ate it.
I know, and it was good. You could put almost anything in there, but.
How do we have more information about the taco than the person who ate it?
That's the way it goes. You know, I would say experiment. Try that at home tonight.
Oh, I need a burger. Mm.
Yeah, that Rib City Burger. I'm telling you, I wish they paid me to tell you that, but it was darn good. Okay, 8:58, and Lance Hildebrand's got a very last look at your rush.
And it's brought to you by TheraWorks Relief.
Three in a row, you go!
Let's do it! All right, we got Cubs, Cards, Tickets, Court. Who are we going to first?
We're going to Nikki from Columbia, Illinois.
Hello, Nikki.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. All right, three in a row. You're on your way. Here we go. What is the name of the outermost layer of skin? Outermost layer of skin, Nikki.
Is it exodermis?
Epidermis. Epidermis.
Oh, my God, yes. Wrong letter.
Yes. So close, Nikki. Call back.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Yep, we have not a one-and-done policy here.
Stan from Forestell is next.
Hello, Stan.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Who lives in a trash can on Sesame Street?
Oscar the Grouch.
That is correct, sir. You're pretty good at this.
Yeah.
I feel like his question was way easier than Nikki's.
Well, listen, I don't make these up. I just read them in order. In which decade was Madonna born? Hurry.
1960.
No, it was the 50s. The 1950s, yep.
I would have gotten that wrong.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. I think it was it 59?
It had to be.
I think it was 1959. Hold on.
Yeah, I
Jen's
think she's
looking
58
up.
Or 59.
Siri, what year was Madonna born?
Right.
Madonna was born August 16th, 1958, and is 59 years old.
Right, Kevin.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jen. Thank you, Siri. Jen from St. Louis is next.
Jen.
Hi.
Jen, where does pro golfer Greg Norman come from?
Where's he come from?
What country?
What's yeah, his home.
His
huh?
mother. Oh, yeah.
You know what? No, what? What?
What nationality?
Is it Austria? Austria?
No, Australia. Australia. Oh, all right. Okay. Call back. All right. That was great. We love your answer, though. That was pretty
Derek
cool.
Derek from St. Charles.
Derek. Hello. In which state did both JFK and Lyndon Johnson die? John F. Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson.
Oklahoma?
Nope. Not Oklahoma. That was Texas.
Seriously?
Thank you.
I feel like you get too wrong for that.
Aaron.
American history.
All right. You know what? They're under the gun. Not everybody is good at this. Okay. Aaron.
Hi.
Who is younger, Serena or Venus Williams?
Venus.
No, it's Serena. Yeah, sorry. Try again. Call back. See, that's why they call it simple trivia.
Melissa is next.
Melissa.
Hi.
Hi. What was President Yeltsin's first name?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
It would be Boris. Boris Yeltsin.
Oh, that should have been so simple.
Yeah, I know, right? All right, try again. Okay, see ya.
Nikki's next.
Is that her name? Nikki's next?
Nikki,
that'd be a great name for a group.
She called in before she got back through.
Oh, Nikki, how'd you get through again?
Dialed.
What is the...
Smart ass. Wow, is Nikki, is it actually your sister Dina in disguise, Courtney?
Maybe.
Right. Nikki, what is the postal abbreviation for Idaho?
ID.
Correct. In what month does the Kentucky Derby take place?
May.
That is correct. Get this one right and you're on your way. Who was the first actor to have played the role of James Bond in the movie series?
Oh, God. Oh, I can picture his face.
Cubs cards tickets.
I know.
It was Sean Connery.
Nikki. Sean Connery. Yeah. Sean Nikki. Connery.
I can see his face and his dark hair. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, try all again, right. Nikki. Okay.
Kim is next.
I'm not going to ask her how she got through the second time.
I dialed.
I mean. Okay, who's this?
Kim.
Kim, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Great. Kim, the feeling of having already experienced something which is now happening again is known as what?
Deja vu.
Yes, deja vu.
Come on, Kim.
Kim, which fictional character was also known as Lord Greystoke? Greystoke.
Lord what?
Greystoke. Lord Greystoke.
Come on.
Stoke. Lord Greystoke.
Lord Tarzan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's a little late. The buzzer sounded.
Oh.
Try again. Kim. Try again. It's cool.
Shirley.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Shirley.
Hi.
Stop calling me Guy.
I said hi.
I know. I'm kidding you. All right. Shirley, what are tarot cards usually used for?
Psychic readings.
Yeah, psychic readings is acceptable. Right. Yeah, okay. Fortune telling, yes, of course.
Yeah.
How many sides does a decagon have, Shirley?
A decagon. Four.
No, that would not be correct. It's
you
10.
Not know what four is?
No.
Square?
Nope. That's okay, not what I know.
You.
Depends on, you know, how long the sides are.
Shirley, thank you.
Oh, thanks. It could be a rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite, what is it, a quadrilateral?
Stop hanging up on me.
Okay, one more for this round, and then we'll have to pick it back up.
Really?
I was trying to hurry. I can get a few more on hold.
Who is this?
This is Sonia.
Sonia?
Sonia.
Sonia. Sonia?
Tanya.
Sonia.
Tanya.
Tanya. What's going on, you? All right, Tanya. What two numbers are used in binary code?
1 and 0.
That's correct. Yeah. You just made it. Ooh, man.
That was the whole Y2K thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Sonia? Tanya?
Yes.
What tree do acorns come from? To end a sentence in a or a question. Acorns. Hurry.
Maple?
That'd be an oak tree. Mm-hmm. Oak tree.
Thanks, Tanya. Mm-hmm. Don't call me Sonia. Tanya.
Wait, I thought we were taking a break.
Well, I got more calls ready to go.
All right, let's do this last wave.
Yes, this last wave.
Wait a minute, hold on one sec. Your last one, what's your name?
Kim.
Kim's, is it same Kim?
Yes.
All right, hang tight.
Kim?
She dialed.
All right, Debbie.
So Kim is on three, okay?
I got it.
Debbie?
Yes?
How are you?
Fine.
Help us out here.
Come on. I'm doing great. Thank you very much. What's it called when children go out to play during school?
Recess.
Yes. I know that was pretty simple, but it was in the...
What letter comes after A?
Seven.
What state's motto is known as the Heart of Dixie?
Oh, Alabama.
Yes.
Oh, whoa! God. I didn't know that one. Oh.
Alabama.
Or just...
Bama!
One more.
Get this one right, and you're going to the Cubs Cards game.
Okay.
How many colored balls are there in billiards?
In billiard?
Billiards.
Oh, five.
No.
Bye-bye.
There are lots of them.
There's lots.
Think about it.
Yeah, lots.
Think about
10?
Is it 9?
15.
Oh, 15. Mm-hmm.
So wait, are you
counting
talking
white
solid?
And black yeah. as colors
well, yeah, those
too?
Are colors.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, actually, black is the absence of all color. White is the essence of
she still didn't get it right.
She said five.
Okay, Beth is next. Are you running out of questions?
No.
Okay.
Well, so many questions. Beth, how are you?
I'm fine. Make them easy, please.
Here you go. How many lanes does an Olympic swimming pool have when they have an event? How many lanes?
Eight?
Yes!
Yes!
All right. Wow,
all right,
man.
Feeling good.
All right.
Feeling good.
When you're playing chess, who starts first?
White.
White, yes! You get this one right, and you are on the way. What does the female praying mantis do after she's made love?
Eat her mate.
She eats her mate, yes!
Yes! Ew.
I know the feeling. that chews me up and spits me out.
You're going to the Cards Cubs game tonight, 7:15 start on our sister station, 1120 KMOX. Tickets still available at cardinals.com. And then we have another pair of tickets to Wednesday's game. So three in a row, we'll play again this Wednesday on Y98.
Beth, thanks for playing, and hang tight. We'll get you your tickets. It's the Phillips and Company Morning Show at 9:22.
Y98 presents...
Y98, today's best music. That's Halsey and Now or Never. Before that, Taylor Swift. By the way, Taylor Swift, all the songs that she's had, that was her first number one hit in the UK.
Yeah, right?
Isn't that amazing?
I thought that was crazy, too.
You know, I've been Shake It Off and, I don't know, Love Story. I knew you were trouble.
Even her song with Zayn from the 50 Shades soundtrack.
Right.
I mean, Zayn in One Direction, being from England, I thought for sure, was the number one. Was not.
First one for her. Speaking of firsts, here's another first. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another world record.
Guy Phillips, he hates the Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, I have to say that there's a Guinness Book of World Records that I don't hate. This is why the Guinness Book of World Records, by God, I hope I haven't done this one on the air. Now that I just had a freaky moment where I thought, have I done this one?
I don't know.
What's the last world record I mentioned on the air? Do you remember?
The biggest... Some sort of food.
Oh, you did one night, I think, last week.
What was it, though?
Something about...
Say it.
I can't remember.
All right. Did I tell you about the 29-year-old Russian model?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought I was losing it. Her name? Ekaterina Lysina.
Okay.
She's 6'9", and she has... the world record for the longest legs on a woman.
Whoa, that's a real
yeah,
one.
That is.
I love it.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, just like us, her legs are not the same length.
Oh,
I don't
really
mean all of us are limping around, you know, but I'm just saying.
They're off a little.
Everybody's legs are low. Her left leg, 52.2 inches. Her right, shorter at 52 even.
Ooh, that's a big difference.
So the measurements, if you want to know how long your leg is, not inseam, but the measurements are taken from your heel, bottom of your heel, to the top of your hip. Mm-hmm. The hip bone right there, top of your hip. You can find it right there.
Mm-hmm.
So her inseam must be 40...
Man, something.
Six?
Yeah.
45?
Wow.
Wow.
So custom made.
Yeah.
That's what her inseam
I'm
is.
I'm like 30.
Not made in stores.
Right. Amazing. Now, this is why I hate the Guinness Book of World Records.
It's going to be a food item.
No, okay. It's another crazy body thing.
Oh.
A Swedish woman, a model, they say she's a 25-year-old model from Sweden, Natasha Crown, wants to have the world record for the largest buttocks.
Ugh. Is she working on it?
Right. She's working on it right now.
How?
Well, she's eating a lot. It says, to have the perfect buttocks, the woman eats only high-calorie food in a hope that her buttocks will grow bigger.
It doesn't necessarily go to the place you want it to go.
Right.
The woman's buttocks are 2 meters around, but she still thinks they're too small. I'll do whatever it takes to have the world's largest bum. That is a 70-inch buttocks, but she has actually had plastic surgery. Oh. Look at the size of that. Look.
Oh, why would you want that?
Does my ass look big in these jeans? Yes. Why, yes, it really does.
Guy Phillips, he hates the Guinness Book of World Records.
The music you hear on 198 is brought.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.